In Egypt, violent clashes between police and supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi continued for a third day in northern Cairo. Cairo faced international condemnation for the killing of protesters this week, but has responded with a statement from its foreign ministry that defends government's actions, saying those who condemn the incident fail to recognize terrorism threats faced by the country.
We lost hundreds of people to stress our right to freedom of expression, freedom of opinion, and even though the demonstration law has sent tens of our young people and young women to prison, we are not going to give up this right.
Standing up to police brutality was and remains one of the main revolutionary goals of the January 25th revolution. And on the 28th of January, 4 years ago, Egyptian protesters were able to fight back police, forcing them to cease work for over 3 weeks, during which the army took over security matters. The police has since struggled to gain the trust of regular citizens, who now more than any other time are looking for protection from security forces as terrorist attacks continue to threaten their day-to-day lives.
The Egyptian people's call for bread, freedom, and social justice ignited the Egyptian revolution. 4 years on, none of these demands were met, and I believe that the oppressive methods used by security forces to curb all voices of dissent are a major setback to the revolution.
According to observers, Egypt is still struggling to strike up a balance between maintaining security and putting an end to police brutality. Protesters who took to the streets this week have been calling for immediate police reform, the same demand that has been echoing in Egyptian streets for the last 4 years. And that's what many believe is Egypt's biggest challenge. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.